Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Yeah. Thank you. Alright, so the past couple of days, we've been diving a lot. We've been diving with our actions, diving with our words, diving with our thoughts, diving with even that we can't dive in, that's also a prayer in and of its own. All the different things. And I wrote a song about diving. I'm sure you all know it. We can all dive together. Svi, Mamish, or Tush, Rima, the power of Mamish, Sucha, Holy, and Mamishrom. But also for each and every single one of us, the person next to you. That also be a huge source for Svi and for all five songs.
When you call my sweet name, just know I'm here with you, my dear. When you call my sweet name, just know. Oh,
Rabbi Fisher,
Birshut
Reb Chaim, Birshut Shlomo, Birshut the whole Chevra. We're all in a massive, I'm dizzy, we're all swooning, I can't, it's hard for us all The main thing is I want a hug. I'm taking this out, but I promise I want to get. Normally, it's just to give hugs. I admit, I want to get hugged too, and I'm hugging the chevra. And I want to say, getting together, thank you, Rabbi Fisher. We need a hold together. What Tzvi has brought out of all of us, he's brought out a love. Tzvi is sweet. He's nice to everybody. Menachem Rust was the youngest guy in yeshiva, was an eighth grader in yeshiva. When Menachem Rust heard what happened Thursday night, I was there. He was on the floor face down for over an hour. I had to leave Durham. He was on the floor face down because Tzvi worked out. He was workout partner with Max Rust. Tzvi respected and loved everybody. I never in my life seen the outpouring of love. Everybody feels, everybody cares. There's the swelling of love and that Tzvi brought out because we all care about him a lot. My son Hudi is dysfunctional. He can't function. We were together Shabbat. We love Shabbat. He couldn't sit at the Suda. We're all swooning. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to see Rifuas and Yeshua's to Tzvi amongst all the Chaylim of Klal Yisrael. But I want to express the love that's pouring out. The love that's pouring out from us all because of Tzvi is a great schutz. I thank Rabbi Fisher who brings out this Ava that we have to each other, to Reb Fisher and him to us. This is awesome. The display of love is not lost. The biggest chutz, I have to say, I think I'm not a judge. It has to be Hashem sees it is. The Ava, the pure love that Yidna having for each other, we care about each other. Udi keeps saying, I can't wait for Tzvi. I can't wait for Tzvi to see and know about the love that's going on. I want to see. I need to tell him. He needs to see it. Guys are running to the hospital. Everybody wants Meshulam, Maishala, David, all his best friends. We just want Shui, Shmuley, Shmuel. We want Tzvi to know about the Ava that we have for him. And we feel his love for us, and it matters to us all. I want to thank the guys for getting together. You're doing what's right. Hold hands and sing and pray. And Be'ezer Hashem, we'll see, not just we're going to see Rifuas, Be'ezer Hashem, with Steve and Leah Miriam, amongst all the Chaylim of Klal Yisrael. It's possible there'll be Yeshua's Be'ezer Hashem. There'll be Yeshua's Tzvi, and there'll be Yeshua's Bam Yisrael from this. There's an outpouring of love. I've never seen anything like this. A bacher went somewhere for Shabbos. It wasn't the best place. He was far away. And Thursday night, look at Shlomo for a minute. It's good to see him. A bacher went somewhere Thursday night. That wasn't the best place for a yid. He heard what happened to Tzvi. He loved Tzvi. He called me. The guy traveled 17 hours. To come to my house for Shabbos. He took buses and trains through the night, Thursday night. I need a Shabbos Kodesh, he told me. And he put in a sublime Shabbos as best as he can. There's an outpouring of love, and that itself is the biggest chutz. So I say to the chevra, Tzvi is somebody who brings out of us tremendous ava. I say, let's hold hands and courage seats early in this month. Encourage the next guy, see the next guy, celebrate the next guy. All of us should see Rifuas for Tzvi and Yeshua and Rifuas for all Chayla Yisrael. I thank Rabbi Fisher, what Rabbi Fisher Shlita brings out of us all, what he gives to us all is Nifla. Chaim, Reb Chaim, I appreciate you tremendously. Sing, please sing with the Chevra. Filalani, songs, prayers, hold hands. Hold each other, hold on tight. This Ava that's coming out should spread to Kol Yisrael, and Ava's Yisrael, Tzvi taught it, Tzvi, Hudi tells me he hated Lashmara. Hudi's close, best closest friend, they didn't speak ill of other people. Tzvi's Midas Tavis, night, he would give chizuk to everybody, encourage people. We need Tzvi with us at leading the charge of Ava's Yisrael. So I thank the Chevra for getting it and gathering. Don't let me disrupt for longer. I love you all. I hope to be in person with the Chevra as quickly as I can. I need a hug from Rai Fisher. I want a hug from Reb Chaim. I also want to give a hug to Rai Fisher and also give a hug to Chaim. I say to us all, let's be mitzvah tefillah works. Hashem sees the outpouring of Abba. Hug the next guy. Encourage the next guy. Be mechazik the next person. We should see Yeshua and refer to the Karev for Tzvi, for his whole mishpacha. His parents are remarkable people. The parents, what they're saying, and they appreciate the Abba that's coming out of this whole thing. None of us have seen something like this before. Please sing together. Together, together, mamish. Sing songs. Encourage each other. I'm here with Shlomo. We were together in DRS. I don't like using my tzar to put it on anybody. We sang for Tzvi. I didn't say things I wanted to say. I spoke about Tzvi. I spoke about the outpouring of love that's going for Tzvi. And I begged everybody to go play tiddlywinks with their little brothers, to play checkers with their sisters. So I say to us all, let's continue to be mechazik, specifically Avas Yisrael, specifically saying good things on other Yidden. Meet him, get on the bus, and give him chizuk. Give him a friendly hello. Give him a warm shalom aleichem. Even a ordinary hug. He'll be mindful of you. Tell him you're an einus, give him a hug. But let's spread Avas Yisrael. Any Yid, all Yid, we're one people. I mitzvah Hashem should see the pure love that's pouring out of Yidden caring for a friend Kazavi brought ahead of us. And we should see Rufus Bikarov. It was the good news today we heard positive. We can't let go, not for a second. We need Tfilas, the Matzah of Sirius. He needs Rufus. We need a Rufus amongst all the Chayom of Klaistor. Keep davening, singing, being mechazik. Make up with our parents. Be better sons, better siblings. Call your brother more from Eretz Yisrael. Call your little sister. She's waiting for the call. One extra call to your little sister. Talk to her. Tell her how pretty she is. Please talk to your sisters, your brothers. Let's be mechazik. That's the area specific to be brought out of us. And specifically, Steve is so important to him. I could tell you, Menachem Russ and my son Hudi wanted to run to Steve's house and have pizza with Steve's little siblings. They planned it. It could be while we're speaking that they are. I don't know. Please, please reach out to your brother, your sister, your mother, your aunts. Let's reach out to our mishpachos. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, I called. I have a sister I love, and I don't speak to her enough. I called her Erev Shabbos for Steve, and I moved to my sister, and it was good for me. I needed that, and I schmoozed with my sister. I grew up with her. We played one-on-one together in my court in the side of my house. But see, I gained. And I asked the Chevra, reach out to your brother, your sister, your parents. Be mechazik each other. I love Rabbi Fisher and appreciate. He brings out such Abba from us and to us. I thank Rabbi Fisher for making this gathering. I thank Rabbi Fisher for being Tzvi's Rebbe. Be a Zaycha and be a Talmud of Rabbi Fisher, and I was excited, and I'm excited about that friendship and relationship. Be is the fighter. We asked Be, when Mitzvahal Hashem, be fighter. And when Mitzvahal will have Rafur, and we're going to fight, Be is the fighter and taught us to fight. No letting up. We're fighting. Call another brother. Call your sister. No letting up. It needs refuah. That's such a thing, doing things. It's powerful that all it speaks gets, we get and speak gets. So I ask the Chevra, let's fight. We're not letting go. Let's fight. There's a cause. There's an Indian, L'chun Navani Vachacha, Hashem told us, we're not fighting against God. He's with us. Fight with Hashem for three. That's how it works. So let's do things. Let's say a psalm, say one capital. Say one pasta, better yet, even equal yet, call your little brother. I ask together, let's be strong. The strength. The strength is to be misfollowed. The strength is to do atzachetzet. I thank Shui, Shmuel, you guys are amazing. Meshulam, you're an amazing person. We need everybody in this together. Hold hands, be mechazik. We should see refuah. Thank you for letting me hop on. Hatzlacha. Have a good night, Chevra, and it should be beautiful. Thank you all hours.
We love you, Rebbe. I love you. I love you, Rabbi Kalish. I love you. We love you. Thank you. We love you. I love you. Thank you. I love you. We love you. We love you.
I love you, Shlomo.
Shlomo's going to say, Shlomo, if Shlomo could say one thing.
Please.
I love you, everybody. You guys are the best. It's like, it's beautiful to know I'm davening with everybody. It's like, it means a lot. Like, it's like powerful. It's very, very powerful. And I'm glad that we get to daven together. And we should see good things soon. Love you all.
Rabbi, the Moroccan shul is a great spot.
we're all like marching around, guys. We don't know where we're flying. The only thing what Shlomo said is we feel together. We might be marching around, but we're praying together. We feel together. Hatzlacha, continue.
One second. Tell one.
Rabbi Kalish, I walked in right before you started speaking. It's always, you know, Yotzim and Alev, Nechasim and Alev. You guys all are unbelievable because the... Stop, let me stop for 1 second. Since Rabbi Fisher called us Thursday night, we saw Hashem send us Nishikot, one after the other. And it's nothing more than signs that Hashem is watching over Tzvi and continues to watch over Tzvi and is hearing the tefillahs in this room, the tefillahs in Waterbury, the tefillahs all across the world, Tzvi's friends, family, friends, siblings, friends. Everybody knows Tzvi. Everybody who knows Tzvi loves Tzvi. They say all the time to me, all my neighbors, all my friends, Tzvi has a special place in my heart. We have Tzvi in our heart. Thursday night, we heard from Rabbi Fisher. We were going back and forth, flying, whatever. We called my sister-in-law in order to figure out how to tell my in-laws. My sister-in-law, meanwhile, right away connected with her brother who got us tickets. We got a flight out of Newark. It was a 9 o'clock flight out of Newark. It was already delayed till 11 o'clock because if it was 9 o'clock, there was no way we were making it. I don't know how they got us. They told us Hashem delayed it. That's why Hashem delayed it already to 11 o'clock so that it was there waiting for us. They told us, the person who we spoke to said, if they need to, they'll kick people off the plane for us. I don't know if that ended up happening. Not it ended up happening. When we get to the airport, they tell us, we don't know, are we going to get there? How close to Shabbos we're going to get there? You're going to have time. You're not going to have time. So maybe they gave people the option to decide not to go. Because it was just, they didn't know what time they would leave. We ended up leaving around midnight. We got in 2 hours before Shabbos, more than enough time to get to the hospital before Shabbos. We came. Rabbi Fisher sent the driver. He barely speaks English, but we have a friend of ours who met us in the airport to give us some things that my wife told her we forgot. She asked my wife told her we forgot. She met us in the airport. She took my phone. She spoke to the guy. Figured out how to meet him, exactly where to meet him. Got. No problem. One thing after the other. We spoke to the doctor Friday night. The doctor tells us he fell 12 meters. That's almost 40 feet. Almost 40 feet. He said some people don't make it. He has one vertebrae that has a fracture. Meretz Hashem, we spoke to the surgeon today. Meretz Hashem, they'll be able to do the surgery this week. They from that part of it, they're really very confident that should be matzliach. It's not one other than because of the burns, they're always worried about an infection. But in terms of walking again and whatnot, they feel very, you know, Baruch Hashem, the prognosis on that is very good. But to fall like that, and that's it. Baruch Hashem, the skull is intact. The other bones are all intact. It's mamish nisim. Today they brought him up to the burn unit. They took him out of the ICU, which means that things are stable and they're ready to start moving along. We get up to the burn unit. My wife sits down next. This other woman who came out is sitting there, and she's talking to us. She says, she doesn't speak English. She's talking to us in Hebrew, which Baruch Hashem we understand mostly. We're not speaking not so well. We understand mostly. Her son 4 weeks ago climbed on a fence. The spark jumped. He was electrocuted. 66% of his body, third degree burns. I saw him walking today with his mother. She showed us pictures beforehand, and then later in the afternoon, we saw him. She brought him out in a wheelchair, and they got up to go walk around the hospital. Hashem sent us hope. Hashem sent us people. Another guy was sitting there. His wife is in the burn unit. We were talking about what he went through. He says, oh, I had that same back surgery in New York, whatever number of years ago. You never would have known from the way the guy looked. Hashem sent us signs. Merz Hashem, we expect to continue seeing signs because everyone knows Tzvi he's strong. He fights. He will do. Rabbi Kalish remembers. I'm sure you know the when he tore his ACL and his LCL or whatever it was that he tore. He worked as hard as he could. He will work as hard as he needs to be able to get back. After the surgery, after everything, his left leg was half the size of his right leg. You wouldn't have guessed if you're looking at him now. It was 2 years ago, 3 years, whatever it was. Tzvi is a fighter, and Hashem is watching and Hashem is listening. So many people, Kabbalists, they showed me the chats from all the boys, just whatever, not even all of it, but just some of it, just showing how many were there. The things that I know are not easy for everybody. The mothers, they all were Mekabel Shabbos, or a whole bunch of them were Mekabel Shabbos early. Friends and relatives who are all Tehillim chats, one is full, the next one, that's thousands of people. It's beyond comprehension. All the people that are around that have come to visit, the boys coming around the clock all the time. It's amazing that I'm not surprised that they want to do it. It's amazing that they want to do it. And my wife told them today. She says, just seeing you guys is already a chizik. Like this is one of the boys said that that made it worth coming just for that. It's Waterbury here. You guys are all you're all so amazing and. All that you're doing, I know that it's all from love, and we feel it. I'm sure Tzvi feels it, and Hashem knows it, and He's listening to it, and He sees it. And Meretz Hashem, we just continue with more good news. And it's a long haul. It will be a long haul, but Meretz Hashem, it will hopefully just continue going upward from here. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Shlomo. Thank you, Rabbi.
Amen, amen. If you could please, if the Chevra could give a message to Tzvi, whoever sees a message, Tata, please tell him I love him and tell him Shlomo's next to me. We want to see him battle in front line. Shlomo in Sulam, please tell Tzvi we want him back to the front line with Shlomo. I love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for the chizuk and hatzlach. We love the whole Kaiser family. You're amazing people. We're with you. Thank you so much for the chizuk. And Hashem should give you the kayak. We should see together. Refuah Tzvi v'Leah Miriam amongst all the chayim of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
Tfilah.
all that plastic.
Yeah.
Shalala, Imanika, I want to start off with is Zvi. He spoke in love. That's how he. That's his like. It's his currency. That's how he values things. You could ask him why food tastes good if he goes to someone's house or his mother's cooking specifically. Why he thinks it tastes good, he'll tell you. because it was made with love. Nothing else. Good cut, practice for years. She makes it with love. And seeing all the love that's coming from everybody, from around, it gives me conflicting feelings, because on the one hand, I don't know if I've ever been sadder that something like this could happen to one of my best friends. On the other hand, to see so many people coming just to support him and show their love. The story Rabbi Kalish was saying about this guy, he traveled 13 hours just so he could keep one Shabbos. He hasn't kept a Shabbos in like 11 years. Just so he could keep one Shabbos. Not for him, not because he's trying to work on his connection with Hashem. For Tzvi. And because he knows that it'll do Tzvi good. And because he loves Tzvi. That it's like amazing. I'm in awe. And like it really like conflicts like that sometimes. Like when I feel like I should be feeling sad and I'm like in a room like this. And it's like, this is insane. This is not normal. The Helam chat's full with over 1,000 people. It's overwhelming. Now, I want to say what Tzvi meant to me. Tzvi, he's one of my best friends, and if I'm being completely honest, he's like a brother to me, and he's one of the only people in my life that I feel truly understands. And to see him in such pain and not being able to like be there with him and try to help him, it kills me. It's ridiculously hard. The first night that happened right after when I went to sleep, I had a dream right away that I was in my caravan and Tzvi walked in and it was all a joke. He just wanted to see who would care. And you walk in, everything's back to normal. And then I woke up, and still here. And it kills me every time I think about it. It's hard. It feels like there's nothing I could do. But I try, and I'm still going to keep trying. And let's do a little more. I want to share something. An ode I wrote to Tzvi. I wrote it probably in January this past year. And we were roommates in Durham. And I just like was feeling tremendous gratitude towards him. And I felt I wanted to write this. I still have never gotten a chance to share it with him. And I think that this is going to be my chance. And I want to say it now. Tzvi, a man of incredible talents, where should I start? From kind and caring to athletic and daring. Tzvi, you're a hell of a man. I'm one of your biggest fans, even though I'm jealous of how easily you tan. Deep and emotional, Avi might call you a 4. When it comes to our room, you're really at the core. But I would call you a friend, someone to follow until world's end. Someone who I can rely on when things get tough. Someone who's not scared to show a little love. I don't know if these simple words are enough to express how I feel about you. This is just off the cuff. Your sensitivity knows no bounds. The nicest guy in yeshiva, I like how that sounds. Soon you'll be 200 pounds, one of the biggest guys on these Durham grounds. I don't just mean biggest in the physical sense. Your sophistication speaks for itself like the name on your arm. Tzvi, you're strong and delicate, intelligent and elegant. So charming, it's alarming. Your charisma breaks all stigmas. You're tactical, ever practical, so logistical, but never political. I guess what I'm trying to say is, Tzvi, it's just so amazing to see all you are and will be. It's rare to find a man with so many gifts who's so aware and confident in them, and somehow at the same time so damn humble. I hope this ode wasn't a bumble, but I got one last thing to say. Tzvi, I really appreciate you as a friend. It means more to me than these simple words can express, but I'll say it anyway. I love you, man. Sincerely, your biggest fan. This isn't even like opening up the can to what Tzvi means to me. And I know that I'm not the only one. I know other people feel similar. And there's like, I don't even know how to say it. The only thing I really want to make clear is that this is not a funeral. He's not dead. He's alive, and he's very much alive, and he'll continue to be alive. I'm not here to mourn. I'm here to appreciate and daven and pray. And it's not a question to me. Thousands of people behind him pushing him, and besides, for his own nature of fighting. Obviously, he's going to make it through. The question is how soon. I'm not the only one who believes it. His parents believe it. Everyone believes that. It's not a question. With all that he means to me, that, he's irreplaceable. I understand that, obviously, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be recovering. He's probably not going to be back in yeshiva. He's not going to be in my room. But I just want to make something clear. I mean, nobody's taking his bed. you could try it, but that kid's not going to have a good time. You can't replace him. Irreplaceable. Just to see a person there, like, but what are you doing? He's dead. How are you trying to replace him? No, it's never going to happen. Not until he's back there. I don't care what he looks like. Move his hospital bed, and I don't care. He needs to be there. There's no other option. He might try to take his linen, you know, he packs up. I prefer it stays, but just so there's something. I just need something. I want to say that these tefillahs and singing, it means to me, I know it means a lot. And to Tzvi, I know it means a ton. It's love, and that's what gets you going. It's all it takes. I was in the hospital today, and I saw that his mother went in to say tehillim by him, and that never put a bigger smile on my face. Just seeing his mother, that's Tzvi's life. That's his mother's love. That's what drives him. He wouldn't be able to do anything without that. That's how he lives, and he knows it. And I know that this love from his mother and from everyone else is going to continue to keep him going. And I know this good news is only because we're davening and we're praying. And I see it as like a firing squad, but the opposite. Nobody knows who's feeling putting it over the edge. But all we know is that we got to keep shooting, so that we know that this whatever's happening to him, that it dies and it's not coming back. And we just got to keep going. And we got to keep praying, and we got to keep davening. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. I'm right here, and I'm I don't ever want you to go. But when I'm with you, I found my place. I remember who's looking down. Can you see her eyes? And I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. Oh, and you say I'm right. I'm never leaving. I'm never leaving. Oh, stay by my side. Oh, I don't ever want you to go. How can you say you were holding on when I let go? So beautiful, but I means I never wanna leave, never wanna leave, never wanna leave. Ooh, and I don't have to live in fear, 'cause I know you're watching over me, watching over me, watching over me. Oh, you see me running, running back to you, running back to you.
A lot of times people want to do things and make big changes and big adjustments and feel everything and do everything. And I was telling Irby, I was having a hard time feeling and adjusting to such a crazy thing that happened to me. One day ago, I was like hanging out with Speed, laughing with Speed, and now we're all here just being there for him. Like, I feel like it's such a big turn to the table. Like, I feel like I was always going to him for the help, and it's just so crazy. Like, it's just so nice to finally be able to be there on his side, going for him, and I'm happy that I'm able to be here, and just all be rooting for Tzvi. It's really cool. And what he was saying, how we should take these times upon ourselves to become better us. And I guess that's why the first song I was trying to sing was in Toiling, so I'll be trying to switch it right back to you, because I really feel like that this is bringing me closer to where I need to be going, and it's keeping me on the right track. And everybody in this room knows he's doing just fine. He's gonna pull through. And yeah, I'm just happy to be here, and it's very cool to feel these emotions that I don't feel every day. So, yeah.
So pure, so precious, the shamans of heaven.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.